Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and we are visiting this week with a senior setter from the Jaguar volleyball team, Parker Harrell. Parker, appreciate your taking the time.
Thank you.
We are recording this in advance of the opening exhibition match of the year, which would be Friday night at Florida State in Tallahassee. You guys have been in practice for a little over a week now. You know, talk about now that you're back into the flow with things, how excited are you about the start of your senior season coming up?
I'm super excited. I'm ready to get the season going, and we've had a great practice and this week and even last week, and we've really just worked hard, and I'm looking forward to, you know, taking what we've learned this week and going out on Friday and just seeing where we stand. I think this is the perfect opportunity for us to really go see what we need to work on and then come back and get ready for our opening weekend.
With knowing that you started practice like just last week, is it hard to believe? I mean, talk about you haven't played competitively. I mean, there was some stuff in the spring, even though it's unofficial, yeah. But you get like a week to get ready for a match. Does that seem a little odd to you?
If you really think about it, it does. Big picture wise, it sounds pretty crazy that, you know, you only have a week to get ready and then they put you on the court. But with that being said, we've been training all summer. We've been training in the gym, in the weight room, and I'm confident in my team. You know, we're stronger, mentally we're stronger, so I think we have a pretty good group.
You know, when you said that, you know, that you're hoping the exhibition is going to give you an idea of some things, I mean, is there any particular aspect of the game that you think you guys are going to look at when you come back and see what you – or is it just an overall, we're going to – however long the match goes, and we're going to just kind of look at the film after and pick up whatever?
There's a lot of different things that we've been working on in practice this past week. You know, we've been working on defense. We've been working on offense, blocking. So with that being said, we just want to go in and, you know, play our game and play our tempo and play our defense. And if that's not working against them, then we're going to come back to the drawing table and, you know, work on it more.
Tell us how you see your role as a senior on this team and kind of what you expect to bring to the program here this fall.
Yeah, of course. It's an honor to be a captain on this team and to be a senior setter. I'm very humbled that my teammates elected me to have that role for them. But it's, with that being said, you know, I'm just a role model for the younger girls, and I'm just trying to lead them in the best way possible. I'm trying to be their encourager, but at the same time, you know, tell them, hey, we need to get this done. And I think it's a good balance, and I have help from my other two captains, and I think we've done a great job so far this summer.
You know, and leadership, it's on the court, it's off the court. A lot of times people don't see that. But, like, an actual, like, performance, and when you get down to the matches, mm-hmm. have you set any individual goals? And what are the goals that the team has discussed so far mm-hmm. in camp?
It's funny that you should ask that, because we actually have been reading a book about burning our goals, and it's focusing on us, you know, looking at the process over the result. So right now in training camp, we've really been focusing on, you know, just the process of things and looking at the result later. So as a team, we're very player driven, and we're not looking at November right now. We're here, we're in August, we're in training camp. So we're just looking to get better and focus on our technique and our skills that we need to get better each week. So in the back of our minds, yes, we have these big goals, but at the same time, we like to take things one day at a time.
you know, you're coming off a season 17-12 overall, 12-4 in the Sun Belt, school record, Sun Belt wins. Really good year for the program, especially if you go through some historical archives and compare. What made last year's team so good?
It was the chemistry within our team. We had a great group of girls that just bought in, and we trusted each other, and that's what you need on the court. You need trust. You need to know that the person next to you is going to do what they need to do, and that's what we had. We had great leadership on the front row, on the back row, and it just worked, and it felt good out there. It was easy, and, you know, this year I think we have an even better team to do even better things this year.
You know, one of the things for you individually last year is that compared to your sophomore season the previous fall, your playing time and contributions went up significantly. Was there anything you did specifically to put yourself in the position to have that more prominent role on last year's team?
Well, I think it just comes down to me just working harder, you know. At this level, it's so competitive, and everyone is at the same level, but you have to be able to stand out from someone else. And I think once I realized that it just wasn't going to come to me easy, I knew that I really had to, you know, push myself and go past my limits. And it all started with my mindset. And, you know, this game is 80% mental and 20% physical. And I think once I really bought into that was when I reached my fullest potential and, you know, started being a big contributor to this program.
You know, to go back to that sophomore year, how'd you handle it? I mean, obviously, I think when it's disappointing to anyone when they find themselves in a limited role. What did you do to get through it? Be a good teammate, not be a distraction.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was difficult, but being a good teammate is, you know, being there for your team when they need you the most. And so that was for me in practice. And I had to come in every day and practice and be on the other side of the net and play my best so the A side can get better. And I think that was my role. And by me embracing it and really you know, coming each practice focused and intense, it helped the other side get better. So that's all I could do, and I did it to my best of my ability.
Going back to your freshman year, 2015.
Seems like forever ago.
I'm sure it does. Played in 28 matches that year, and I will ask a couple more questions about prior to that leading in. I mean, the story of it is that you came into this program and you had taken a year off from volleyball. Did you expect to have that kind of role as a freshman in the program? And like, what did you think your freshman year was going to be like before you actually went through it?
Yeah, I didn't expect at all to play in, you said, 28 matches?
Yeah.
I came on and was just like, I want to give this a try. You know, I didn't play the year before, and I knew that I would regret it if I didn't try. So South gave me an opportunity, and I came in and worked hard. And, you know, when you're a freshman, you don't have any pressures or anything on you, so you kind of just played free. And I think that's what I did when I came in. And, I mean, I saw a little bit of it when I got on the court and played.
The guest this week on Inside Jag Nation's Parker Harrell, senior from the volleyball program. You from Baton Rouge, and you started your career as a regular student at LSU, local school. Do you ever look back now and be like, I kind of wish I was a regular student again?
I am truly thankful for my experience at South. It has opened so many doors for me, and I've met so many people. And LSU was a great time for me, and being home, there's nothing like it. But I wouldn't trade the Jags in South Alabama for anything.
You know, I guess as I look at the questions I have for you, you know, that kind of gets into the recruiting process. How much of that decision was you didn't like who was recruiting you, or you didn't think enough schools were recruiting you, and how much of it was, I've played a ton of volleyball and I really need a break from this?
Yeah. I think it was a little bit of both, and I kind of go back to this every time that this conversation is brought up. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I wanted to do everything, and whenever it came down to it, I made the decision that I would sit out for that year, and looking back on it, I wish I didn't, but, you know, like I said, I'm super thankful I'm here and that South gave me an opportunity, and like I said, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I believe that I'm here at the right time and at the right moment.
Who was recruiting you out of high school, and what kind of options did you have if you had wanted to play immediately after graduating high school?
Yeah, I mean, I went through the recruiting process just like everyone else. I had offers during the fall, so back when I was playing my senior year at my high school. I turned them all down. I was like, no, I don't want that. And then the spring started coming around, and, you know, I would push aside some other places. And when it came down to it, it was Texas State and South Alabama that I had to decide between. And I guess we're going to go through the whole story, but I ended up choosing Texas State over South Alabama and went there for a month. And it just wasn't in my heart. I felt pressure to choose Texas State because it was a bigger school. I just had pressures from my volleyball community, and it just didn't feel right in my heart. So that's when I decided to just give up volleyball altogether and stay at LSU.
At what point during your high school and club career did you think about playing collegiately and potentially getting a scholarship?
I think my junior year was really when I saw a bunch of success during my club season, and I had a really good club coach that coached a lot of very good players from Louisiana, and he would work with me, and he told me that I was good enough to go play. But I think it was really my junior season where I bought in and knew, you know, transitioning from the high school to club in the fall and the spring, I really knew that I could do this.
You remember how old you were when you started playing? And you remember why?
I do remember. So I was a huge tennis player all of my life. That's all. I was at the tennis court every day. But my best friend's mom and dad started our CYO league, I think, in fourth or fifth grade. And I had a mean serve because I had that tennis swing. And so I would ace everyone. And they were like, you need to start playing volleyball. So it was around fourth or fifth grade that I really got into volleyball. But it was eighth grade when I fully picked it up and quit tennis to play volleyball.
All right. So with that much time off, you're not going out and challenging the girls on the court in your free time?
No. I wish I was good enough too, but no, I don't.
You've got two older brothers at home. How much did growing up in that kind of household influence your athletic career and maybe even just your interest in sports in general?
I wouldn't trade it for anything. I love being the baby girl. My brothers have made me tougher. They were always challenging me whenever we were growing up. We were playing sports in the yard, and I'd always want to beat them. And so I think, like, part of my tough mentality stems from them. And then my dad always, you know, would throw me in there with them, and he had a lot to do with me just loving sports in general. So I'm really thankful for that.
Now, when you go back to the end of high school and recruiting and all that stuff, I mean, it can be a difficult process for people, especially a lot of schools are involved. One of your older brothers, Spencer, played football, baseball at Northwestern State in Louisiana. Did he kind of give you any advice or help guide you through the recruiting process to try and make it, like, less painful for you?
He was there for me, of course, because he went through the same thing, and I know he struggled a lot with different schools who offered him and then took away the scholarship, and he just told me just to stay, just keep my eyes open and, you know, just trust in the process and everything would work out. So I stressed about it, but knowing that and the advice that he gave me, I kind of took a deep breath and knew it would all work out.
This week's guest on Inside Jag Nation is senior setter Parker Harrell. Jaguar volleyball has exhibition match Friday, 5 p.m. Central at Florida State. before the season gets officially underway the following weekend. But there's more to you than volleyball. As athletic department employees, we take pride that in a bunch of student athletes that live up to that term on both ends. You earned your marketing degree in May.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what was running through your mind? What did it mean to you to walk across that stage in the Mitchell Center?
It was such a surreal experience. I remember walking into the Mitchell Center and just everyone was standing up and applauding and clapping for us. And I was like, wow, like, this is awesome. You know, all this hard work that I've done over the past 4 years is, you know, finally coming to a close. And it was great. It was unreal. And I'm so glad that I finished and I got it done.
One of your roles outside of volleyball, you've been very active in the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. I don't have this year's roster. I'm just going to pretend that you are still the president going into your senior year. Tell our listeners what what's expected of you in that role. How do you approach it? What is your group? What are your goals? What do y'all hope to help accomplish on behalf of all student athletes here at South?
So as a committee, we just really want our student athletes to just come to us if they have any problems or situations about athletics or anything that they can't, go to their coaches about. So they'll come to their representatives on their team that are in SAC. This past year, we had a big push for mental health, and that's something that's really affecting sports all across the United States. And so by us pushing this mental health awareness in this initiative, we've really, seen a lot of athletes go get help when they need it. And that's something that we really wanted to do as a SAC committee. But we host JAG Cup events. We get involved with our community service. We just really strive to be like the voice on campus for all of our athletes.
When at your South career, when in your South career, at what point did you first get involved with them, and why? I mean, and I asked that because I found over the years that sometimes it's not necessarily voluntary at first. And how was it for you getting involved?
So it actually was my freshman year. My coach approached me and told me that she thought I would be a great person, a great asset to be in SAC. And I was like, of course, I'm new here. I need to meet new people. And once I got more involved and more comfortable, it was great. I love leading SAC. I love leading our meetings and being the president and, representing the athletes at South Alabama.
Now, with your marketing degree in hand already, as you go into the season, you're also starting on your master's in the sports management program. Long term, when volleyball's done, where's your interest lying? What kind of potential career options do you think you're looking at?
Of course. So right now, I am really hoping to finish my master's program. I should be done with it next summer if I stay on track. After that, I plan to be a sports agent one day, and I would love to represent athletes of all sports just because I've been around it my whole life. With that being said, that might entail law school. I'm not sure yet. So we'll see where the future goes, but that's what I'm thinking right now.
Well, as someone, you grew up in Baton Rouge, now you're in Mobile, you're kind of always in this Gulf Coast area. Do you hope to set up shop in this kind of region, or you thought about if I can start a firm, just going somewhere and building it there?
Of course. I love the Gulf Coast. It has my heart now. I plan to stay around here. Love Baton Rouge. Maybe I'll be there. I don't know. We'll see.
Parker Harrell's the guest this week on Inside JAG Nation. We appreciate the time. We're sure that between now and when this runs, that there will be plenty of practice that we need to let you get to. But for our listeners, you get a chance to know a little more about you personally. I'm going to ask you a few last questions that just looking for your first response that comes to your head. And the standard one is, as a student athlete with practice, competition, travel, classes, study hall, meals. Just there's really not a lot of personal time. When you have a few moments on your own, what's your favorite thing to do?
I watch HGTV all the time.
What's your favorite sport outside of volleyball?
Tennis.
All right. That's not always an obvious answer. I still had to ask it. What's the best athletic event you've attended as a fan?
Last LSU's home game. It was during Thanksgiving. I don't know who they
football.
Played. Football. LSU
has lots of sports. You have to be more specific.
LSU football game.
If there's one athletic event that you've never been to, but it's a must-see, what's at the top of your list?
This is clear-cut answer for me. A tennis match at Wimbledon in London, England.
Do you care who's playing?
Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, any of those three, and I'd be happy.
If you're going on a dream vacation and you can only pick one spot, where are you going?
Santorini, Greece.
What's your favorite movie?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Who's your favorite musical artist?
George Strait.
And years from now, when you've completed who knows how many more semesters of school, and you've got yourself a successful player agency, and someone in Hollywood says, I just love this story. You gave up on sports and then got back into it, and look where she's ended up. I'm making a movie. What actress is she is going to be hired to play the lead role?
Rachel McAdams. She'd do great at it. I think she would.
In theory, she's pretty good at what she does. I think she makes some money. Our guest this week has been Parker Harrell. Friday, 5 p.m. Central, exhibition opener in Tallahassee at Florida State. The following weekend, tournament at Dayton in Ohio. Okay. Wish you the best of luck this season. Look forward to watching when you finally get home in September. And appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Inside JAG Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside JAG Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!